Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Small Biz Talk Radio. I'm Lori Liker with Small Biz Coaching. You can find me online at smallbizcoaching.net. Remember the net. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, just about anywhere where you'd expect to find a business coach. I don't just focus on small business, I focus on all business. With me today, I'm very proud to have Susie from Susie Says. Susie is a voiceover artist and has used Fiverr for quite a while to build her business. And we're going to talk today about how you can use Fiverr and what the benefits are of using Fiverr, what Fiverr is, and ways that even if you don't want to build your business using Fiverr, you can still use the platform for your business. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Thank you, Lori. So good to be here.
How long have you been using Fiverr?
So I joined about 2.5 years ago, which was pretty much when I first heard of it. And then I, like within a month, I pretty much signed up.
It's a pretty awesome platform. For those who don't know what Fiverr is, it's Fiverr.com. And it's a place where you can get anything done for $5. That being said, not everything on Fiverr is $5.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about how you've set your rates.
So, I started initially, like I said, Fiverr, there's, I think, a lot of misconceptions about Fiverr. There are plenty of things you can find on there for $5, but it's kind of a, more than anything, it's like a, just a catchy name for a site. So I initially started just offering kind of a basic voiceovers for $5 up to, you know, up to certain words, you know, you can get for like 50 words. I'll record 50 words for $5 for you, basically, is how that started. So I initially had just one gig where that's kind of what I did. And I pretty much immediately, as soon as I set up my first gig, I got an order the first day, and it pretty much just
Are you still with me?
Started making more money every month. Yeah.
And that's what I found with Fiverr. I've used Fiverr as a provider as well, setting up gigs. And for what I was doing, which was cleaning out people's email inbox, I'd do half an hour for $5 and then do add-ons, which you can do. So the entree is the $5, but you can then sell anything additional. On top of that, you can put in add-ons. So for you, what would a typical add-on be?
Exactly. So that is really where you can really start making the money, is with the extras. But they call them gig extras. And like you said, they're add-ons. So like for me, for instance, I do have clients off of Fiverr that come to me directly through my website. So for one kind of fee, they get like the whole shebang, right? You know, I'll send them the voiceover in 24 hours. They can get it any format they need. They can live direct me if they want. So that's kind of for one fee that I charge, which is higher than Fiverr. So if somebody goes through Fiverr, so they can get a basic gig for $5. And then if they need anything extra, say they need it extra fast, 24 hours, I'll charge extra for that. If they need it in extra revisions, I'll charge extra for that. If they need it in a certain kind of format, or if they want to direct me live, again, those are all extra fees. So that's where you really start making the money. So, again, in most cases, it really doesn't end up to be just $5 you're making.
And that's one of the biggest misconceptions, I think, because people say, well, I can never make any money if I'm doing everything for $5.
Right,
but really,
right.
$5 is not at all what you're doing.
Exactly. And there are those gigs. Obviously, there's, you know, a certain percentage of those gigs, too. But, again, it doesn't take me but, you know, less than 5 minutes to do those gigs. So I'm kind of looking at it, how much am I making hourly or on a daily basis, right? I have a certain goal for myself. So based on that, you know, then of course there are those orders that are $50 or $100 or a few hundred dollars. I mean, the largest job I had on Fiverr, I think, was like $1,500. So the work is there and the clients are there. And so Fiverr is great about really kind of, they're great at marketing and SEO. So I found it to be pretty much the best platform out there for a freelancer, and I've tried them all. Believe me, I think what we talked about when I last talked to you at the little event, Fiverr event, nothing else really compares. I mean, just in my own experience.
In terms of what? They don't compare.
In terms of, well, I mean, like, let's, for instance, some of these other sites. I guess I'm not really necessarily going to name them, but there are plenty out there, these kind of freelance sites, where you're kind of submitting bids against, you know, 50 other people. You're doing all this work where you're submitting bids, hoping to get that one job. Whereas with Fiverr, they give everybody an equal chance. So you have these top sellers that have been on there for a while. They have great reviews. But if you're a newcomer and you just created a gig, you know, based on their algorithms or however they work it out, if you're new, they will give new people a chance. So you will be like on the first page of something for whatever somebody's searching for, you know, whatever you sell or whatever your business is. So everybody has an equal opportunity. So somebody can find you very easily and like instantly just place an order with you. Like you literally don't have to do any marketing. As long as your gigs are set up properly, they're set up great. You literally just wake up every day and you have jobs in your inbox. So that's the difference with Fiverr.
And which is really great. And for me, I use them not only as a vendor, but also as I purchase things from people off of Fiverr. And one of the things
right.
that I've found that I'm really enthusiastic about using Fiverr is that I've been able to get a lot of things done that I didn't think were possible by using Fiverr. For instance,
right.
You think about doing things like artwork. I was able to get the cover for my children's book done, and I've used the same artist twice now through Fiverr, but I've never paid $5.
Right.
And it does excellent work. But I'm sure that what he's doing on Fiverr is just a way of getting more people in. But by the same token, I was able to hire somebody to do some internet research for me for $5 to find email addresses for a block of people, a certain demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to find somebody who speaks perfect English to do a bunch of cold calling for me. So the possibilities are basically limitless when you're working with someone from Fiverr.
Exactly. Anything you can think of, like you said, you're absolutely right. You can find there for your own needs. As a business person yourself, I mean, I've bought stuff and I found some really cool, pretty awesome sellers there who've done stuff for me, you know, created logos or little cartoons, you know, little video cartoons for my voiceover characters and things like that. But again, you do have to weed out, you know, you do have some people that are offering, you know, they'll be selling something for $5 and yeah, you kind of get what you pay for and it's not really quite the quality you'd expect. So, but you do have to kind of do your due diligence, right? And you kind of really look at people's reviews and look at their portfolio. And again, you may pay a little more, but again, there really are some high quality gigs there. Absolutely.
Well, but you would have to do that whether you're using Fiverr or you're using any of the other sites to find someone
right.
to do work for you, even if you're using Angie's List, you still have to do your
yes.
due diligence.
Absolutely, right. But what I love is the Fiverr platform, though, too. It's just so easy to use, whether you're a seller or a buyer, and it's pretty easy to find what you're looking for. And they're always kind of tweaking the site and making it better and making improvements, you know, based on seller's feedback, buyer's feedback, which is also pretty great.
When you're using Fiverr as a seller, what are some of the things that you found would be ways to set up your gig if you're a first-time user?
I would say video, having a video is key. So what they do, so for each gig, based on whatever it is you're selling, you go in, you know, you log in, I would create a video. That's important. Describing your service, whether it's just you filming yourself on a smartphone or something even more professional, you know. Video is key. Having a good video, a good description, something clear. Make sure your English, you know, your grammar is proper. There's no mistakes. You know, it looks professional. What else? I mean, initially you just want your gig to look good. It's going to be appealing. So when somebody sees the thumbnail when they're doing a search, and then for whatever it is you're offering, you know, they're going to have dozens of things pop up, right? So you just want yours to stand out in some way. So those are the two big things, having a great description, coming across friendly, you know, what is it that sets you apart from everybody else? I think is what's going to make you stand out initially. Exactly. And then, you know, until you start building up those reviews, then that's going to be, you know, additionally helpful to you, obviously, when people see, oh, you have, you know, 400 positive reviews. And that, obviously, that's where your customer service comes in, right? So, yeah, again, like you said, like anywhere, it's pretty much the same.
The one thing that I found just a little bit disconcerting when I was first using it was the fact that you can't communicate within Fiverr, you can't communicate with one of your buyers outside of Fiverr unless
right.
you have a specific, you know, they contact you outside of Fiverr.
Right, which I guess you kind of, I guess we can understand why they do that. I mean, they don't want people, because they're giving us the business, right? So they don't want you to take away, because what people don't know maybe is they do charge a commission, right, for every order. They take 20%. Which is well earned, in my opinion. They more than deserve it, at least based on my experience. So they don't want you obviously taking their business and going off the site for that reason alone. But I've had that, unless it's like really related to the gig and all the funds mainly come through the Fiverr website, then it's okay because I've done that before. They just want
because
to want
I,
any payment.
I had I had one gig go horribly wrong with a client and was unable to contact the client because they went off the grid for some strange reason while I was in the process of trying to set it up. So there really is no way at this point anyway to go back if somebody gives you a bad review because of circumstances outside your control, there's no way for you to go back and be able to fix that. So all you can do is just continue to do excellent customer service, provide the best product you possibly can, and then work past that.
Right. And that is true. I mean, I've even seen some top-rated sellers there who've done thousands of jobs for people. They will occasionally get that kind of bad review too. So all you can do is, you know, and people will leave reviews. If he left detailed information, or whether they didn't leave the detailed information, you also have the opportunity as a seller to kind of state your case briefly and say, you know, the buyer didn't so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. I provided blah, 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 right? So you can kind of state your case. And also you can contact customer service too. And they're very good at responding as well. I always get a response within a day or two telling them your issue. And there's always a possibility they can remove that review as well. So that couldn't hurt to try that too.
And that's so different from these other sites. We've been talking a little bit about these other sites that are out there. But for most of those sites, they just kind of are on autopilot. And so you have no response from them, which is totally different with Fiverr.
Right. Exactly. They have a really great support team. And I think once you also reach a certain level, you know, they have different levels, you know, after you've completed a certain number of jobs and you have a certain number of reviews, then you also, which I now have my own kind of personal success manager, which is pretty awesome. So now I can go to him directly for any issues and he always gets my input and I give him, you know, feedback as well. So, yeah, that's one of the big differences I noticed for sure.
So for someone who's just starting out on Fiverr, what are some gigs that translate well, that you've seen translate well onto Fiverr?
My category, which is voiceovers, is pretty popular and up there. You know, obviously with a lot of the media nowadays, you know, online media, everybody needs voiceovers for all kinds of stuff, for marketing and promotion. What else? Graphic design is pretty up there, I think. Whiteboard videos, people creating videos, anything media related, you know, with the technology out there nowadays, and the internet seems to be high up there. But you do see people, I mean, pretty much doing everything. Oh, what else? Testimonials. People like will do natural video testimonials. So if you have a business, you can hire actors to do like a testimonial for you. It can either be authentic or scripted. You know, it's up to you if you want to kind of remain true about your business and what you're doing. But I've seen people sell all kinds of stuff. I mean, you name it. I mean, you're only kind of limited by your own kind of creativity, pretty much. Whatever it is that you can do well, I think, you can pretty much do on Fiverr.
I never thought about the whole testimonial thing. That's kind of a great option to use if you're trying to build your business, is going with mm-hmm. testimonials.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. The only thing with Fiverr and testimonials is they recently cracked down. I think like Amazon was noticing a lot of fake. Well, I don't want to say fake. I don't want to go into that, but testimonials that they noticed or they thought people on Fiverr were getting paid to do, which kind of went against their terms of service. So you only have to be careful about sites like Amazon, I think. Maybe another one, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, if they're trying to clean it up and make sure that they're authentic, then you want to make sure that they're that. But that's not to say that you can't put them on your own website.
Yes, absolutely, right, which I do get a lot of, because I do those videos, too, for people, so. But you're pretty go ahead, I'm sorry.
How long did it take you from when you first put your stuff up there before you were making any significant amount of money?
It was probably, well, for me, my goal was to be able to quit my day job. So that pretty much happened for me within a year. So like I said, I started out the first month. Every month I was just making incrementally more money. You started from a few $100s to now a few $1,000s every month. So less than a year, I was making more than I was making at my day job at the time.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I know. And you do see a lot of that. I've heard quite a few success stories, people being able to do that pretty quickly on Fiverr. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm kind of an evangelist for this site, so just because it's done. It's been,
well, but it
done
makes
so
sense that you would be,
so.
Because it works. They've done a great job of maintaining it, not just getting it up and running, but also maintaining it and keeping it consistently good quality.
Yes, and then, like I mentioned before, they're always looking for ways to improve it. They're always listening to the sellers and the buyers, but more so the sellers even, because obviously without us, they really wouldn't have a website, right, or be in business. So they really listen, and they make changes and tweaks and updates, and you'll see all kinds of cool things like every so often that they're updating on the site, and it's always getting better and better.
If somebody wanted to start out on Fiverr, go through some of the steps that they would need to take.
So I would first of all, they should probably take a look at the site, which is kind of what I did initially. I was just kind of looking at other people, what they were doing. And I have to admit, initially in the beginning, I was kind of a copycat. So I would kind of just almost word for word or just, you know, copy and paste somebody else's gig and kind of tweak it a little bit, which I wouldn't recommend, but see what other people are doing. Maybe get some inspiration, create an account so you can at least go in there and play around with it a little bit. So you can see how a gig is created. And then figure out what it is you're going to do, what you're going to sell, or what your service is going to be. Work on creating a video for it, because there's a place in the gig where you edit the gig to upload a video. So just think about what you're going to do first before you even create. Maybe just make some bullet points, do a little outline for yourself, and just make sure you have a great description, and then go ahead, just kind of post it and just, I mean, see what happens. And you'll always be tweaking it. I'm always changing. I'm updating my gigs like at least a few times a year you know, just how can I make it better? How can I make this look or sound better? So it'll always be a work in progress.
What's your best gig that you've done so far? The one you're most proud of?
Like just individual job or just the gig that you mean the gig that I sell on Fiverr?
The individual job.
Well, actually, I recently did, and I don't know if I should say this. I don't know if I'm going to name a specific,
You don't have to name names.
That was a surprise. This was pretty, I was at a hotel room over the holidays visiting family. I was watching television, and I was watching an episode of Roseanne, and all of a sudden, a commercial comes on TV. And I hear some copy that sounds very familiar, and I didn't recognize my voice right away, but I was like, holy crap, this is, was that a curse word? I'm sorry.
No, you're
I
fine.
Was like, okay. I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. This is a commercial I did on Fiverr for a pretty big company. Many people have heard of it, and it was like a national or regional commercial, and it's been broadcast all over the country. So that was pretty cool. And most people wouldn't think that you can get that on Fiverr.
That's pretty awesome, as a matter of fact.
It was very exciting, I have to say. Yeah. I was imitating my little 2-year-old.
Yeah.
She does this little excited dance when she's excited. I pretty much did that.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, that's a pretty huge thing.
Yeah.
To get.
Yeah.
In terms of to-dos and not to-dos, what are some things that you see people do that you would say, no, don't do that?
Gosh, and I'm trying to think of it as from a perspective of a buyer when I've bought things. People not responding right away. What else? Maybe just not having the best customer service. It's always fun and exciting when people are just friendly to you, you know, and they respond within the day, because you will get messages in your inbox, just people inquiring about things, you know. So that's always going to make a great impression. So I get that sometimes where people don't respond to me right away.
Anything that you would do in a regular business.
Exactly. One of the big things I notice is just people just not really putting in the effort to really create a great gig where it just kind of looks like everything else. There's nothing that really stands out or sets you apart, you know, or the grammar is kind of off. It just doesn't look like they put too much effort into the gig. And I think that kind of hurts them too.
Well, sure. If you're going to be posting something about doing editing or doing copywriting and it's not spelled right, then you're
right.
going to have a
right.
problem.
Exactly. And the only thing is it's unfortunate because obviously it's a global platform, so you do have many, many people from around the world where English isn't their first language. So you kind of get it in that from that perspective, but at least maybe hire somebody to kind of edit it for you, because everything is in English here for the most part. So obviously we have an advantage being native English speakers, but if you're not, you know, I would maybe hire somebody even on Fiverr to proof something for you, or somebody who's really great at grammar and spelling to just proof it for you.
Hire a Fiverr person. That's the perfect way.
Yeah.
To keep the ecosystem moving.
Yeah, right.
On average, and I'm not going to ask you specific dollars and cents, but on average, what do you think would be reasonable to expect if you've got a good gig up there? How many gigs a week are you getting hit up for on average?
You know, it's, let's see, because there are some slow weeks and some like really, really busy weeks, so... Like right now it's a little slow. I don't know if it's because it's after the holidays or because I just updated my gig or something. But gosh, and it varies again because each gig is a different dollar amount too, though. So I can be getting, you know, $35 gigs versus, you know, just $10, $50 gigs or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to tell. I mainly go by what I'm making every day. But on average, gosh, it can be anywhere from 10 to 30 gigs a week. And those all vary in price range, obviously.
But that's great if you can do that many gigs in a week or get assigned that many gigs in a week for what you're doing or for what any of us is doing. That's pretty good because that'll definitely keep you busy. And one of the things that we all fight with as freelancers is staying busy.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and then, of course, during those downtimes, you know, obviously everybody spends it their own way. Like for me, I just kind of work on just other marketing for myself off of Fiverr, or I'll tweak my gigs on Fiverr, right? You're always kind of doing something to help your business when during those downtimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have you don't do really a whole lot off of Fiverr, do you?
Probably 10%. I'd say, the majority is definitely Fiverr. Most of my income comes from Fiverr. I'd say maybe 90% versus 10%. Where I'll occasionally have somebody contact me, find me directly by Googling me on the internet, will come to, you know, find me on my personal website. And I'm working on that too. Obviously, I would love more of that. It's probably a matter of just maybe working on SEO and other things, which I'm still kind of learning, but definitely the majority is Fiverr.
And so if you're able to earn enough on Fiverr, just doing what you're doing right now, there's no reason why anybody couldn't use Fiverr to build their business in the exact same way.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. I mean, like I said, as long as try one gig, make sure it's as awesome as it can be, have a great video up there. Fiverr will do the marketing for you when you're just starting out. You know, they'll feature you, they'll put you on the first page. You don't really have to do anything. I mean, you can probably, if you want to, kind of send it to your social network, say, hey, I created this new gig on Fiverr. But some people like to keep that separate. But I think if you take all the necessary steps and just make a great gig, as great as it can be, I see no reason why anybody could not be successful. And you offer quality product and great customer service like you would off the site. I don't see any reason why anybody wouldn't be pretty successful on the site.
That's fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Susie from Susie Says, a Fiverr provider who does voiceovers. If you could give one last piece of advice to anyone who was thinking about getting on Fiverr and using Fiverr, what would that be?
I say don't hesitate. I say right now, today or tomorrow, whenever you have some free time, go ahead, sign up, create a gig, and just don't wait. Just go for it and see what happens because you never know. I didn't know it was going to lead to what it did for me. I'm very pleasantly surprised. And so it's probably one of the things in my life that I least regret as far as my business goes.
Because it essentially made your business.
Exactly. Bingo. Yeah. No other platform I've ever tried has kind of allowed me
to get where you are today.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So where can people find you off of Fiverr if they're not on Fiverr?
Well, off of Fiverr, they can just type in my website's just my name, SusieJurcevic.com, or they can just Google Susie Jurcevic. That's S-U-Z-Y. My last name is J-U-R. I should change that. Should I get a new stage name?
Probably.
I know. It's too Eastern European. No, okay, J-U-R-C-E-V-I-C. So it's SusieJurcevic.com.
And they'll be able to find all of your wonderful things. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lori. It was so fun. It was my pleasure.
We've been talking with Susie Jurcevic from Susie Says. If you have questions about Fiverr, you want to know more about using Fiverr, you can visit their website, fiverr.com, or you can email me, Lori@smallbizcoaching.net, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you've got. I've used Fiverr both as a buyer and as a seller and can vouch for everything that Susie says, no pun intended, in terms of how the site works and how well it works. I'm Lori Liker. I'm with, again, Small Biz Coaching. We don't just focus on small business, we focus on all business. You can find me at Lori at smallbizcoaching.net. And join us next week. We've got another great show, and I look forward to it. Thank you so very much for joining us.